Praise the Lord. Welcome to Deep Thought Proverbs with your host and author, Dr. L.T. Bryan. The purpose of this program is to help the individual perfect a good conscience toward God, themselves, and their fellow man. And now, the thought for the moment with your host, Dr. L.T. Bryan.
The grace of God is stronger than the enemy's blows. Pray until you are strengthened. Keep still the peace and the storm won't come. Blessed is the peacemakers, for they hold back. If you don't believe that God is real, then ask him. He will answer. For the Lord God is the only living God. If you desire to get anywhere in Christ, you must learn the true meaning of what it is to be obedient. To find yourself in God, you must be found obedient. Obedience to God overrides your thoughts and emotions. The spirit of disobedience hinders your prayer. The first test given to man by God was the test of obedience. For it is written, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. In the beginning, man was given long life through being obedient. For it is written, the soul that sinneth shall die. Some think it is a light thing to transgress the word of the Lord. Yet they forget that it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall. You cannot submit yourself to God and compromise with the devil. It is an act of adultery when a wife refuses to submit to her husband as unto the Lord. If a woman loves her husband, she will keep his commandments. The Spirit of God does not run from the devil, for he is all power over the enemy. God takes us through a recovering phase, that after the trial, we may obtain strength. It is not easy being in a position of ruling God's people. For some have ruled to their own destruction. Ask the Lord to allow his presence to speak on your behalf. The voice of the Holy Spirit only speaks truth to the soul. Depression, discouragement, lying, and deception are not fruit of the Holy Spirit. Allow no one to be partakers of your disobedience, not knowing. Why would you cause the soul of the innocent to be judged? It is written, it was the woman who first sinned and committed the transgression, and not Adam. You cannot be continuously blessed of God if you willfully walk in disobedience. And this is your deep thought, Proverbs for the moment. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.